How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Drop Tent Media Network.
I'm like, why did I just express air out of my lungs?
You express
for no reason. I'm just like,
Hi, hello, welcome, Call the Bus. Neil Wood, Adam Nutter.
By the renewing of your mind, the recycling. It's a flesh body world. Humans. Slimy reptilian.
It's just like you're a wrestler. It's like somebody just got you in the,
I don't know why I'm doing
figure four, like, brother.
And Justin Lamar.
Neil Wood.
How's it going, buddy?
It's going.
Oh yeah.
It's fucking
we're recording this day after, everybody.
November 6th.
Here we go.
What are you doing on January 6th, though, by the way?
Notice my tattoos of American flags are hidden now.
Are they?
Yes, they are. They are, because they are. They're right here. If you haven't seen them before, we're in mourning.
You're not proud to be an American.
I was thinking about that last night of like, yeah, I got two American flags on my arms.
I did.
And yeah, I have two American flags. And I look the way I look. I look like I was in Florida last night. I started looking at every one of those dudes. I'm just like, hey man, like, I just don't agree with you.
You could go either way.
Yeah.
You could easily be a Chad.
I'm trying to get away from it, though. That's what I mean.
But you're more James Neal. I don't know. I never saw you that way, bro.
I'm glad.
Only your whiteness. That's the only thing. I was like, this guy might be. But, like, nah, he's right. Good.
Yeah.
People loved you with Bat last week, by the way.
Oh, man, that was such a fun wonderful room, dude. Let's talk about it. Yeah, I've always done a show.
That was wonderful.
Once there, the Royal. Right. I'm hoping.
Royal.
Yeah, you're there every month, I hope.
Yeah, every month now.
Oh, that's spectacular. It's a great stage, great vibe. You know, you never know who's coming in. I know you already had like a good ticket showing, and then like I was like, I think it's gonna fill up even more, man. I think it's gonna go. Like it did. It was great in there. It was stupendous.
Thank you, man. I appreciate this. The funny thing is, I think last show was the best show for sure.
Oh wow.
We had, like everything, like you guys were on fire.
Oh my gosh.
The crowd was ready to go.
Yeah.
We didn't sell as many tickets the second time as we did the first time.
Oh, it's we. Oh, yeah, because you did like 60 something last.
No,
time.
No, it was like close to it was 90 attendees, and then the comics made it over 100.
Gotcha. Oh shit, nice.
So you know it was
getting 100 in there too. This isn't
it's
even
tight.
I know we're getting into comedy. So hold on, just like, give us a second. It's fine, but it's you know I'll cut.
We're gonna brag a little
cut
bit.
It. Yeah, we're gonna brag a little
December
bit.
December 6th, next show.
Yes, December. Oh, it's the same day as mine. Damn it. So
is
you have
it?
To choose.
No.
Remember, it's in Glenside. So if you're in the Glenside area around there, go over to that show.
We need everybody to come out, support your show. Where's your show?
Great. Mine's Wissahickon. So we're at Wissahickon kind of, but mine aren't even every month. You know, biggest it changes little. The date. We're just, yeah, the biggest little comedy is going to be at Wissahickon. December 6th lineup's going to be out soon. We're changing stuff around right now, but, yeah, it's a nice room. We like it a bunch. It's always fun to try to
love
turn. You've got a stage there at the Royal and everything. It's great. The lighting, everything. Preach killed it with you know the photos and everything. Everyone looked great. I noticed I was not featured in some of them. But
talk to Preach about that. We got
to
talk.
I'm going to talk to Preach about it. I was like, the only white guy on the show is not in any of the photos.
What photos?
Yeah. Oh, you hear that? You hear him walking it back?
Did he post them up?
Dude, I saw one post.
I haven't seen any pictures yet.
I don't know.
Are you seeing pictures before me?
I know. I did see a Facebook post.
Now we both mad at Preach.
I saw a Facebook post and I was like, this is a smart move.
Oh, you know what?
Yeah.
It was my post. Are you talking about my? Oh shit! You know, see what happened was my phone died before you came up. It was,
dude, this is such a beautiful gaslighting. This is such a great gaslighting. He's doing such a good gaslighting. Oh shit! Was that mine? Oh yeah. I forgot. My house caught on fire in the computer.
And it happened so natural.
It did.
I was meant to gaslight.
I love it that I like to think that it was personal.
So personal.
It was such a fun show, though. Everyone,
thank you, man. Honestly, I appreciate you coming out and doing it. And
of course,
it's nice when you get to work with people you like in the business. Mm. You don't always get to do that.
That's true. That is absolutely true. We are doing this day after. Get into it first, but given the name of the podcast. Given the name of Called of Us, it's interesting to explore where we think this is going to go or whatever. We don't need to get heavy, but it is fun. Like I said, I did unfortunately see a lot of dudes who look like me there last night.
West Palm. Mm-hmm. You ever been?
No.
I have.
Is it wonderful?
No.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
I guess.
It is what you think it is.
I'm more blue collar than I look, I think is what, like, I can't, like, as soon as I get in a room with those dudes, it's not that we don't get along, man. But the class warfare thing starts to happen.
You gotta have boat shoes.
I know.
You gotta have white collar shirts, at least six.
Yeah. And this is an art school kid. I'm not even.
Just very different people.
Very different. The waspiness thing I don't get along with. I'm not, I don't know. People are like, well, you shouldn't. I don't know. I don't know what
you
people.
You look good with a blonde slick back, though.
American, yeah, absolutely. American. 100. I was going to say American Psycho all day. Easily could do American Psycho. Let me show you my business card. It's brand new. I could see that being what I could be, but I didn't grow up in Vermont on the lake
or
whatever.
You'd be a decent Homelander.
Oh, damn. I missed that Halloween opportunity. That would have been, I should have went to.
You should have Homelander.
I should have went that one. Okay. Well, that's a very nice compliment. I think a compliment. He's a psychopath.
I mean, he is a psychopath, but America.
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 The title might be America. Psychopath.
Homelander's back.
Not American Psycho, America. Mm-hmm. Psycho.
That's right.
Psychopath, yeah. How are you feeling we'll just start there, given the, does it feel culty? That's a hard question.
Fuck me up, man. It's people, when you find out people part of the cult that you didn't know was part of the cult.
Oh, this is what I was thinking about, yes.
Yesterday, my daughter said, I'm voting for the boy. I said, the boy? What boy are you talking about? I was like, what the fuck did you Bob? What do you know about politics? Voting for the boy. Huh? I said, Donald Trump?
Mm-hmm.
She said, yeah. And of course, I couldn't help but get mad at her.
Yeah.
I was like, no, that's stupid. Mm. I can't even tell her that he would grab her by the pussy. I couldn't say that to her.
Right, sure.
But I was like, he's not a good man.
Right.
And then she got sad.
Oh.
And I was like, baby, you can vote for who you want to vote for. It's okay. Like, if that's how you feel, I'm just letting you know the information.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, the girl's beautiful. She's smart. She's a good leader.
Yeah.
But
that's what I voted
apparently, if she would have voted for him, she'd have been just like 62% of America. Mm-hmm. Whatever the numbers are.
I hate to say that when I walked in and like saw the television, I was 100% like, this is already too much red.
How depressing was that?
This is already too much. This is already too much. And I don't even, I know people are Trump supporters. People in my family are Trump supporters. Yeah. I get it.
Same.
Yeah.
Same.
We got it.
Same. There
we I just, I can't make the connection. That's my thing. I don't hate you. I don't, it's fine.
Shit.
It's okay. For now. It's fine. For now. It's okay.
Wait till January 6th, bitch.
I know. Yeah. Oh, shit. Don't. Right.
Me and Neil Ryan.
Call it the loss. Yeah. Oh, man.
I want the Dyke Jones with the haircuts. I want white women screaming. What if we did that, man? I'm not good at climbing. I haven't climbed in a long time.
It wouldn't work out. I haven't climbed in a bit. I mean, I am lanky and have some weird flexibility. I run. I feel like I could. I think I could.
We had to.
I think you could. I mean, I was there the last time, so.
Yeah.
Jesus. Yeah. So which way are you going up? The other side? I went up that side last time. It was not good.
No.
Did not go well.
Over there.
Oh, you need cardio for that side.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I like you, too much. I saw too much red too early.
Mm.
Just kind of stayed up watching it. watching it. And it was bad. It's, I mean, she got stomped.
Yeah, and I mean, the reports this morning, I think, were, like, and some of the analysis, the way they talk, I was like, you're right. I kind of know you're right. Like, he got out, Biden got out way too late. Mm-hmm. You know, like, she was, it's a very hard task. They don't really know you. We're stuck in this thing where we're able to blame people for things. Like, we were talking off air, like, you're blaming someone for the economy. Apparently, enough Americans think that's how that works. You can just blame, like, just the last 4 years completely shot down. Like, it's just all the way down and then all the way up. Yeah, it's like, it happens over a decade. It's not
corporations at all.
No, I can't imagine it has anything to do with it at all. This is brought to you by Coca-Cola. Hello. Hail Trump, Coca-Cola. It's interesting. So I have that whole thing, but apparently some of, you know, the majority of the country thinks that maybe that will work, that we can, funny too, because the reports this morning, even on the economy, when they dive in, you know, we're like, yeah, it's been trending up. So he's just gonna, which is nice. Well, he's just gonna be like, I nailed it.
Yeah, I nailed it.
I did it. Amazing.
Exactly what we said.
It's been 2 months. You already fixed it. He's like, I already did. It's like, or it's been happening before. Yeah. Like, it's been getting better. And then, as soon as they know who the president is, then the certain interests can then be like, okay, we'll start trading. That's crazy how that happens.
Well, you're talking about how
it always boosts.
The day after an election.
Yeah, it always does. It's some things go, some things don't, right? I mean, you know, like, that's how it works. Some interests somewhere are one more than the other, or know something, or know what industry they want to do or push through or lobby to. So it depends on how that candidate's feeling. They side with that person, but they hold back. Mm-hmm. The whole thing is like, the only people that have been hiring are like restaurants right now. Like, all big companies have just been like, shut it down. We don't know what's happening.
Yeah, I've seen that. My wife's company, letting people go left and right.
But do you still feel it like, because people called it a cult, and you're on this podcast. Did it feel like a cult to you at any time? Did Trumpy people feel like a cult?
They are a cult.
Yeah. You think?
Without a doubt, I know. Like, there's no other group outside of Dallas Cowboys fans and Eagles fans of people that will just watch somebody violate they rights and freedoms week in, week out, day in, day out, and just, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Like, it, I think by definition it is a cult.
Right. Yeah. It has, no one has called it out in the government, or like, because to admit that would be, especially since we just reelected them, that populists tend to be a mass cult experience.
And I mean, I don't know why we aren't even talking about aliens in the news. Why not?
Let's get into it. You know what I mean?
Why not?
Let's mix it up. Considering that he was talking about, I love that during his speech, they were talking, he did do a little sidestep. Did you hear the side? Like, he did a little story. He won. It's 2 a.m. And he's going off on a thing about Elon Musk watching the pretty rocket.
Yeah.
And they can't figure out. Can't even understand.
White.
Just you and me doing Trump to each other.
But it's the whole podcast.
It's the whole thing. We should cut right here and then do skits. it's like, okay, guys, he did that in his acceptance speech. I'm just like, yeah, man, this is going to be what it is. Where he's got ADD at the ass.
It bothers me too, because if that was Biden doing that, Trump,
he's delusional. Trump, he's losing his mind.
Would have been going insane. He's unfit. He's too old. Sleepy Joe.
Right.
Like, my grandmother got dementia, and it looked a lot like what Trump do.
Yeah.
If you didn't know, she seemed sharp as hell.
100%.
But yeah. I could take clips of my grandmother from the nursing home right now and make her seem like she's Sojourner B. Truth or something like that.
Oh, shit.
Like, you know what I mean? I could get you enough clips to make it seem that way.
Right.
I'm not saying he's full on dementia, but he's getting close.
Probably. He's got to be. I mean, I think it's not even dementia level. I think dementia is like, I think Biden will come out. I mean, we've already had a president with dementia. It was Reagan. Reagan had dementia out the ass. Yeah, yeah. They have him on.
How old was Reagan?
On mic. He was someone in the same situation where he was in his 80s, I believe, or at least in his 70s, because he did two terms. So he got up there, and towards the end, he was suffering from maybe what then was considered early.
Are we at the point where he can admit that presidents have bad retirement plans?
Yeah.
Who won't be working at 80?
Yeah, it's a good point.
You're supposed to be retired. You want to beat somewhere?
I don't know, though. Because
my ties and shit?
Well, who do you see when you go to your polling spot?
the older folk for sure.
Well, and what is the presidency? I know we all, some people think it's apparently a supreme leader. Other people, I would say you're just a public servant. You're supposed to serve the people, right? That's kind of what it's supposed to be.
And that's true.
You know, so it makes sense that they've always skewed older, right? We have, we think that there's wisdom in older people as well. A lot of the time. I have a feeling that, and I don't even blame them. I think a lot of them admit it straight up, is it's not that you don't understand where our society is or anything. Like you kind of, you do obviously have a grip on the natural needs that we all do, more so than anyone. But technology has made you feel so much separate, so far separated from younger people, that it's a different world. Now that's always been the case, but I think now even more, it's just more and more, because we're so many older people are not experienced with tech, and basically a lot of just online stuff.
That's not Trump's problem.
No,
he would wild out on Twitter when it was Twitter.
Yeah, would you say he's good at it?
What's your definition of good?
Yeah. Like, did you say he's good at Twitter?
I feel like Twitter's for trolling.
Oh yeah, sure. Yeah,
he's
right.
The best.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
He's the goddamn best.
Did you hear that, Twitter, Elon? Did you hear that? All your platform is for is trolling.
It's a trolling platform.
It's funny because they can't monetize
it. They can't monetize it.
They can't monetize it. It's one of those that's losing money constantly because he can't do anything with it, because it is just a troll.
It's a filth fest.
Well, yeah, recently, right? It's been wild. It's been, especially people of different complexions have definitely been finding every third or so, every like six post is like some alt-right Nazi shit or whatever.
Or porn.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll join it. I got rid of it, but I didn't know that was porn on there. Now, you know,
I tried to control. You know, I try and dive down this road, but I'm gonna be honest with you, because the viewers need to see type shit like this. And it's like, you know, when as a man we watch porn, and it's like, you know, I'm watching too much fucking porn, so right. I blocked porn on my phone and couldn't do it no more.
Of course,
but I could go to Twitter. I just had to scroll for it a little bit more. I had to scroll to see the posts.
Yeah,
get my whole porn fix on Twitter.
Yeah, secondly,
X. You just add two more X's to it, and it'd be an appropriate website.
Yes, it would be.
Far ring what Nazi shit was wild.
If you went XXX, that would even be better. That's how bad X is as a name.
Yeah, it's pretty terrible.
Yeah.
X video is way better than X.
Oh yeah, or X and XX.
You know what?
That's the blue one.
That's a nice one.
It's a crazy one.
It's a beautiful aesthetic.
It's a very interesting aesthetic. Yeah. I realize it hasn't changed in years, but they just went, they settled on basically the blue that's behind you that people can see. It's basically this blue, and that's the entire website, just dicks and vaginas. It's amazing. It's a true testament to what we do as human beings. All right, but okay. So we do feel it's definitely the cult thing. I will say that I'm not also happy, obviously, with the Dems. I do think there's some people in some situations in the Democratic, specifically the DNC, that are like, clearly have your thumb on the pulse, right? Given what just happened, you guys nailed it. So
did they miss it? See, I mean, that's a theory, and there's probably some truth to it. I think America really just showed you what we value. And it's a very old adage. It's been around for the longest of time.
Okay.
And it's very simple. It's three letters, MOB. You know what MOB stand for?
MOB. No.
Money over bitches.
Ah. Hey, you're not wrong.
At its core, it's money over bitches.
Yeah, you're not wrong. I would say, yeah.
Economics. Right. Kamala Harris. Get your ass out of here, Kamala. Even though it's not even Kamala's fault.
No,
Kamala's fault.
No, not at all. She's doing vice president. She was already hired. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like,
she was going for a promotion.
Right.
You know, that's okay.
No, you can't think of a truly significant contribution from a vice president probably ever.
No.
Like, not saying that they haven't contributed and they don't contribute, but nobody pays attention to the, who backed up Jordan?
Right. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I know who played Pippen, alongside Jordan.
Dennis. Scottie. Yeah. Scotty.
Dennis. You know what I mean? Guys was on the court, but nobody knew who the fuck his backup was.
No.
Craig Hodges, maybe?
Maybe. Yeah, but I feel like, you're right. You know what's insane? I did this video. I'll have to do it again. I'll clip this out. Of, hey guys, did you know that our vice president's name is JD?
JD.
JD, dude. You want to talk about white?
That are very
initials, just initials, JD. Dude. We're using JD.
Yeah, JD.
He's not a 5-year-old toddler that I need to call.
About JD too is like, there was a time he called Hitler Trump.
Right. He draws Trump. Sit yeah. here he draws Trump Hitler. He called Hitler Trump.
No, yeah, but, he called Trump Hitler. Yeah,
international.
Right. But yeah, but JD, very, very childish like name. I don't know about JD. JD almost scares me because I think he's a little bit more sharper and with it. So if Trump does hit Alzheimer's or dementia, as people in his age do,
right,
he steps up. Same with it.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's even potentially more dangerous.
Yeah. What I mean, we gotta talk about, I feel like it's weird, it's coming up on a thing, but something that happens in cults all the time is sometimes, you know, the leader, how do cults break up? The leader usually has to, you know what I mean? They got it. People have already taken shots at him. That was a big thing, right? They got to be on. You think, how tight do you think security is going to have to be these next 4 years?
Boy, I might throw a rock at his ass if he comes. I'm going to throw a rock, so hopefully it's a misdemeanor. The way he's talking about it, man, complete police immunity, that's not what black people want to hear. The gang was already strong.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird. I think it's like Lenny. They do this all the time. Krasner was talking about it, and a little bit of the Vice Versa. He was doing the "Don't intimidate poll workers," like on on the poll day.
F around and find out.
It's like, to your point.
Yeah, thing with the poll stuff. Going on in the street, son.
It's true. Definitely. But I love when people. He's like, don't threaten. Don't threaten poll workers, and then he threatens them. He's like, I'm not better than him. He's also, you have the full weight of the Philadelphia police force. I'm sure you can activate gang.
You might as well say on gang after that.
Right.
F around and find out on gang.
Shit.
It's Philly, cuz. Right.
Yeah. And then he finishes up like, fuck around, find out, MOB on gang.
just go fall in on it. Like,
no, did you hear Kraz last night? Fucking stepped up.
It was wild.
Crazy, dude.
This is great comedy material though. Like our,
oh yeah.
I feel like, and you tell me if you feel this way. I feel like as a comedian, if I can't succeed with all of this right material,
right,
you're not supposed to be here.
Yeah.
I think it's an opportunity now where we could actually, like, talk about some shit that matters. Like,
true.
I don't know how you felt about the Tony Hinchcliffe thing. Because one part of me looks at him from just a comics perspective, like, go ahead, bro. That's what's up. You're performing at, you know, because I might take that job. That's what I was telling my guys in the group chat. Like if they offered y'all money to perform at the RNC, would you do it? Yeah, I need it now.
Sure.
Will I pander? I'm not sure.
Right.
And, you know, you got to look at, all right, like, how far are you willing to go for a cause or a joke,
mm-hmm.
You know? I don't know, because I feel like there could be some type of awakening in comedy where it gets better. We get the trash out.
I hope, you know, it's tough. I feel like I think we're in a comedy boom. I think people hate when we talk about comedy specifically, but it's just weird because it's informing now. It's in the political part.
Yeah.
So we can't, like, Tony Hinchcliffe was just a weird, it's like, it didn't seem like the audience liked it again. So then what are we doing? So because if comedy's there for them to laugh, if they are not laughing, then what you're doing is not comedy. It doesn't work in that way. It's just, you need to get one to have the other. But I didn't really put it past him. I didn't really care. It was more of like, I know you live in like a compound area. He lives in, you know, it's that Austin scene. Which is nothing against it, but it's just like, it's very itself. Right. And he can go home and chill and do shows like he did, right? It's not like anyone saw him that night that is there and like him already and like Kill Tony.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think there's anybody who was like, that was uncalled for? I mean, I guess maybe the ones that were like, you picked a lane. I was actually sad that he picked a lane, I guess. You know, like, I was like, you picked a lane. Like, you're in music. Like, comics do that. It's usually a death sentence. It's always a death sentence because you picked a political party, which means now people will just hate you because you did it. And you're not playing what comics are supposed to be. We're supposed to be a reflection of what we see.
Agreed.
Now, you can go one way or the other, but like I said, once you do, you do. There's no
coming back. I agree. Because, you know, D.O. Hughley is a guy who generally I agree with politically. However, right. it became very apparent one time that he was being paid by the party.
Sure.
I'm like, bro,
tell
me how you feel, if that's how you feel.
Right.
But like, every day with the fucking messages, man.
Yeah. Right.
Like, and is there no other perspective besides ours?
Right.
Because we need that type of understanding. Because, like, it's funny because I think we could all at some point, whether you Republican, Democrat, or independent, you can, I feel like you can kind of understand that there's an elite people that benefit more from us seeing things different.
Right.
Yet we can't seem to see them the same. If unification is power, and I don't mean to get all fucking.
No. I'm there, dude. I'm jumping into this cult. Keep selling me. Yeah. I love what you're. Yeah. Keep selling, dude. ABC. No,
but we understand that how powerful is the whatever we decide to fight about today, whether it be abortion or immigration. How powerful are these topics that we really still, we're not going to come, we ain't coming together no time soon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, and, you know, we talked about it a little fair. We won't go into it because it's like a drab, drool thing and just very boring. But, yeah, and it's also some of it is the point of what money can do, because obviously in, like, polling outside of it for something like abortion, the numbers bear out where so many people are, from our understanding, definitely on the side, we're on the side, I should say, I guess, of women having the right to choose,
right,
at least when they took those voting, you know, from a mass populace, and it didn't require like a vote. It was just a poll. But now we bear out that maybe if money is in the right place, you can, you know, money just makes you president. So if money makes you president,
running over bitches
all day, apparently.
All day, every day.
Yeah. Yeah. It's you should put like money over bitches and then like another B for business. It's like, it seems to be what we're trading in, but I don't know. Yeah. If money is the catalyst, money is everything. If that's what we're running off of, like we're going to falter. We're going to have a problem. Like it never goes well.
It doesn't.
Or it goes well for some, which is,
you know, it's funny because, you know, the people who would say money over bitches don't often get much money or bitches.
I've had someone in the studio who did that, like, you know, who 100% didn't, like, would talk about money constantly, getting women constantly, and then couldn't pay $60 for a.
That's what I'm saying.
I was like, dude, where's the stacks we talked about? Apparently,
if you know what I mean, like I know people who voted for Trump in 2016, you still living paycheck to paycheck in 2020. Matter of fact, you acting like the stimulus check was the thing to change your life. $1,200, bro.
Yeah,
that changed your life. And if it did, apparently. Oh my God, I'm so sorry that life has been that tough for you. Because to me, you know, I know guys out here, you know, that I grew up with, that, you know,
of course, we all know
the streets with.
Yeah, when I was in the streets. We all know the type.
And he like, yeah, you know, Trump gave us the stimmy, man. And I was like, he didn't give you stimmy. He put his name on it, like the hotel. Oh, but
our stimmy. But
like that, them being happy about that to me is like the equivalent of you being on like the Titanic type of boat. Like you're on a yacht, you fall off, you're drowning, and somebody throw you a life jacket.
Right.
It's the bare minimum.
Yeah.
Because you're drowning.
Yeah, we just talked about this last night. Yeah, absolutely.
You're drowning right now. That's what right. That's the stimulus. It's $1,200.
I made the joke of like,
you're going to drown with that.
Was he supposed to say no? Like, it's our money.
We couldn't go outside.
If he didn't do it, what did you guys like? Do you think he didn't have to? What are you paying into? It's a wild thing that it's given to him as like a thing that he did. Like, thank God he figured that out.
I'm like, these same
it's our people, money.
These same people, you know, if they do happen to work a W-2 job, it's paying into Social Security that they're never going to receive.
Right.
I still don't even understand the optics behind that, because that's going to piss me off when I'm 62, God willing, you know, 62, 63, like whenever I decide to retire.
Right.
You know, but my dad told me from day one that you ain't getting that money, boy.
Right.
That shit ain't coming to you. You paying into it, but you're going to like, and nobody wants to see the gross.
Right.
It's gross.
Yeah. No one wants to. Yeah. We're trying to think we're going to be able to figure it out, but.
Because you see how you get robbed, everything. They rob you. Government will rob you every week without a gun.
And I would say that I think there's a lot of pushing where, well, we talk about government. I feel like government's this big question right now. Oh, man, Adam's going to kill me. We usually don't talk this much about politics, but like it is the
sorry,
day
brother,
after.
Sorry.
No, it's all good. It's all good. I mean, I want to get down to the persuasion of it and stuff, like, because it's what it is. But the persuasion's happening at the higher ups. Like, usually we're getting fucked over from things like, you know, taxes that are set in place, like PPA is a perfect example.
Oh my God. They on my
because again, right now. Yeah, are they killing you? I just got it from Delaware. I didn't realize this. And somebody, I guess when I went through Delaware, I didn't realize, I thought my easy pass would just work. I don't know.
It should.
I thought, But I have it on. It was in the car, and then I try to even fight it. And they go like, no. Delaware only gives their easy pass. Like it's not NJ easy pass, PA, NJ. I don't know, dude. I went through, I got these tickets, you know, I'm like trying to submit to be like, no, I have an easy pass. Here's the number. And they're like, no, this isn't a Delaware issued. I'm like, Delaware issued? What are you talking? We're connecting. Doing that. Like, tri-state. What are you?
We share
our highways border. Connect.
Yeah. Where do you think I'm going that I need an easy pass?
I have no idea. So I just paid $100, $200 in fees,
bro,
for that on a $4 toll.
Oh, they run it up on your ass.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I don't know. Please, you guys can call me dumb too. If I figured, I mean, again, I haven't moved my easy pass or done anything with it. It's been in my car this whole time. Going to do a gig down in Maryland. I fixed the Maryland ones. I guess Maryland was more of just like whatever. I don't know. It pinged something. And then I fixed those. But Delaware was like, no, you can't. You can't. You got to pay it. I was like, okay.
That is wild.
But to the point is, PPA, to get back to it, is like, it's a private organization. We allowed, through corruption, to allow it to become a private organization that oversaw our ticketing. That's the thing. We're working towards more and more privatization. And then people are complaining as if it's a government situation. Like, it was a government situation. You allowed for the privatization. Now it's not a government situation anymore, and you hate it.
Do what they want on a...
Right. And now you hate it. Everyone hates the PPA.
So how do we fucking stop these motherfuckers?
No. It's a general... No one would want to admit it. It's a general strike.
We ain't paying no ticket.
It's the most scary thing America's ever deal with. It's to the point where class warfare, they always break out class warfare when it happens. General strike is basically what this country needs to do. It's people like telling corporations, we're not going to work. Just everyone, essential workers would go, like you would have essential workers, but under protest. Mm-hmm. And then everyone else just sits down. It's like buses aren't running. It's not essential. Buses aren't running. You get to work. Who can get to work? Whatever it is. Once you start showing that the means of production is just going to be like communists. I was like, it's not communists. It's American people wanting to get functionality out of their government. And what they used to do is they used to do general strikes where if a bunch of different businesses, just organizations, whatever, were fucking up, they'd be like, okay, everyone stop working until we get it fixed and we make our demands.
It's too hard, man. They got a stronghold on it.
What was the one? It was supposed to be, one.
The port?
The big one. No. The big one was back in the day. It became a joke, basically. It was not citizens. They were doing the giant protests. I can't even remember it now, which is such a shame. The giant protest that failed.
In Philly?
No, everywhere. Like, it was a couple of places. The giant one in New York, they sat around City Hall. This is years ago now.
With the rat?
They even made, might have been with the rat. I can't.
You know what rat I'm talking about, though, right?
Hold on. Cut point. Producer and friend, Neil Wood here. Brief commercial break. Hey, how you doing? This is Neil Wood, one of the co-owners of Drop 10 Media Network, and who helps run Biggest Little Comedy. You can check out all the other stuff we do at drop10.com. We've got podcasts, live comedy shows, and so much more. Go over there, support your favorite podcasts, follow them, subscribe. We appreciate it. Again, we're 100% DIY, just a bunch of creatives trying to make it in this. And give us some feedback. We always enjoy a little feedback. Thanks.
It was Occupy Wall Street.
Occupy Wall Street.
Don't yell at me. All right. We put it in. We put it in. Calm down.
Wall Street.
But that was the general strike an attempt at a general strike organized online. Like I was saying, just before offline before I had to stop my brain and remember how ideas work. And that was a close to a general strike. A bunch of people mobilized. We're like, we're done with corporate corruption. We're going to go and try to fix it on Wall Street because that's where it's heading. You're able.
They failed because they didn't know what to ask for.
And it shocks. Just bumped, which does.
Imagine showing up to work that Monday after you got all white hair. Like the first Monday back.
I couldn't even.
Driving
away. It's like.
Hey, girl.
It's kind of weird because it's almost like they didn't know they were going to have a science fair project. Right. And then they worked really hard on the science fair project. Right. And then they came to school and they won first place, but then they couldn't figure out how their science fair project worked. like they got to the moment, like they got to the thing. And then we're like, so could you make the volcano go up? Like it looks wonderful. It's beautiful. You definitely want if it just works. And then they were like, we don't know exactly what we want, I guess.
The guy who did it is sick.
Right. Yeah. Dale from accounting is out. Dale's so out. We can't. But
can we like reschedule this?
Yeah, yeah. For a later date. Yeah.
And by that time they were probably hurting. Because it's resources. Because to me, all right, if me and you are going to do a strike, right? Me, you, and Adam, we're going to do a strike. We got to guarantee that you can eat while we're not striking. I can eat. You may not eat as much.
Right.
But hey, the long-term payoff for us mobilizing, organizing, getting together, and getting our demands met is...
Yeah, that's why it was... It was sensational.
They can't run without us.
They can't do it. But all right. So yeah, it would be a general strike. Yes, I'm in favor of a general strike. I think all of us as Americans should be able to sit down and tell corporations to fuck off. But that's probably never going to happen.
Nah.
Every time it's ever been floated, again, they do the class warfare thing, and they'll just be like, the most treacherous thing in America could be class warfare when people with less try to, you know, all that bullshit. And then it's interesting. But in talking about persuasion, because we have to, I have to ask you, because we have a question.
Let's talk about it.
Let's get in here. Now, you are someone who does sales for a living.
Yes.
You're also a comic. You're also a very good comic, which means you're persuasive on stage.
Very.
Dangerously so, I would say.
Dangerously.
Persuasion is one of those things, right? Do you agree that persuasion is dangerous?
Absolutely.
Right?
It's a sexy word. Mm-hmm. It's a sultry word.
It is.
It's only us here. And I don't feel the need to say no Diddy. There's no baby oil, so we're safe. We're safe, Neil.
I haven't. I forgot. Honestly, because this is November 6th, I forgot Diddy for a brief moment.
We finally forgot about Diddy.
I forgot.
Thank you, Donald Trump.
Damn.
That's how he made America great again. We forgot about Diddy for a brief moment. He could just breathe. No, there's nobody happier than Diddy last night.
Yeah. Last night he was pumped. He's like, oh, God. Maybe a couple less articles. Jesus Christ. You get a couple of thousand baby lotions delivered. Everyone's freaking the fuck out all of a sudden. I like slip and slides. I don't know why everyone's freaking out. Dude,
Nobody happier than Diddy last night.
You are absolutely right. What are you? I mean, in terms of persuasion, talk about a persuasion guy. But let me ask you this question right now. We're talking about Diddy, 100%. We can talk about Diddy and just maybe what your thoughts are. Okay, so what is a time that you persuaded someone to do something that they necessarily wouldn't want to do or didn't want to do? And I think off mic, you did hint that maybe the first thing, I think the first question I asked was, let's do this two parts. What's the thing that you've been persuaded to do?
That's the one I was waiting for.
Yeah, why don't we start there?
Let's start there. Like I was prepared for it. I had to think it the other way.
What cults have you joined?
All right. So I'm going to go with something recently happened to me. I was persuaded. Honestly, I don't even know if I can use this because it probably didn't take too much persuasion, but the party that I was persuaded by had something that I desperately wanted.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So recently, my wife persuaded me to jump out of an airplane.
Oh, shit. Okay.
I did that shit.
Damn. Nice. I did that. Congrats.
It was insane.
That's awesome.
But she holds the power to the pussy. And it wasn't even a thought. Here were the two thoughts, right? She gave me two options. She said, we can go whitewater rafting. Or we can do skydiving.
His wife's white. If you didn't,
then we know. And as you know, I've said on stage before, when you put white and water together, that just makes me a little too nervous.
Makes sense.
We're not going to do that. That's so fair. I chose the plane.
Smart move.
So as I was free falling from 20,000 feet, it was just the most invigorating feeling, and I knew it made her happy. I was like, all right, we're doing something different together because I heard you recently in something, but we're not going to talk about that.
We can't. But to your point,
but you got
to
keep it fun.
Yeah, you got it.
You got to do fun.
And that's a memory you guys will have. Yeah, that's a memory you guys will have forever. That's unique to your experience,
bro. It was incredible. Like the whole day, just meeting the community of people, the cult of skydivers.
Sure. Oh yeah, it's an adrenaline run,
and it's definitely a cult there too. You realize it's a cult when you see some of the people that are skydiving, people you wouldn't expect, people in wheelchairs.
Oh yeah, yeah. I did say, okay, I'm not surprised. I'm not 100% surprised because there was a lady who was like given the most, she was going for the most jumps as like an older woman. She's like 80 years old.
Yeah.
And she was going, and she was up to like over 100 jumps or whatever. She had to hit a certain mark before she got to the thing. But I'm not surprised. So you saw people just of all types and people you didn't even think that would be jumping.
Yeah, just everybody jumping. Like a lot of black people were like, oh, you doing that white shit? There's a lot of black people there. So yeah. It ain't just me.
I mean,
you know, like it's funny because, you know, because that's the easy joke to go to, right? Like my wife is white.
Well, Kamala's not in, so black people aren't going to be jumping from planes anytime soon. I feel like now now insecurity is back. We're
taking the healthcare away.
Yeah. We might not be jumping.
No, we're jumping.
Anymore. Yeah.
Keep it safe.
Even if I land on this knee wrong, we're in trouble. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't driving nowhere anymore. I'm walking everywhere from here on out.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah. But you did it, man, and that's huge.
Yeah, definitely.
What were you yelling as soon as you run out of the plane? Was it a blanket yell when you got out of the plane? I mean, or did you expel any, like, was there any bit of it? Or were you yelling, like, you son of a bitch made me do this?
No, you know, it was I played it cool right up until I got to the edge. Right, and then I couldn't hide.
And then it was like,
I was bitching. But. You know, once you're out the plane, it's definitely a euphoric feeling. I had somebody I trust on my back.
Tandem, yep.
No Diddy, but he was
no Diddy.
But I was happy to have him there.
Yeah.
Because
he's pulling the cord.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need that guy.
Yeah, definitely.
That guy is important.
Did you guys do the free fall moment where you both like, right? You did it. Did you guys like see each other in the air and everything?
No,
did you?
Her and I, no. Yeah, she jumped, which is crazy. Because I was like,
you're not jumping?
No. Because you got to do one at a time. Like let's say there were eight people on a small plane.
Gotcha.
First person slides up, jumps out.
Right.
So by time,
okay.
You know, by the time I jumped, she had probably fallen 10,000 feet already.
Gotcha.
And you know, so no, I didn't get to see her, which would have been cool. Okay. But there was a moment there. I was like, "Yo, I might be single." I was like, kind of excited. I was like,
"How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday. Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply.
Might be single after.
What's up?
Wait, like, if she don't make it,
you love your wife.
No,
you
love her. I don't want to die, but like, singles be exciting too, you know?
Or you can even think if you died first, you know what I mean? Single in heaven for a bit, it's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
I'm always a big fan of that. If you believe in heaven, do your thing, right? But if you get up there first and you've been in a long committed relationship, whatever happens up there before she gets there, I think it's fine.
I want a couple angel wings on my thing, you know?
Yeah.
I would love that. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
That'd be tickle me with it.
I might be single. I might be single. I love that. I love you immediately. Just for a moment. Doing some bad wife shit over here. Your wife is delightful. I've met her. I'm sending this to her.
This is how we show love.
Yeah.
In my household, man. God rested there. My father. He couldn't. The way he showed he loved my mother was talking shit.
Yeah.
Remember the Cash for Clunkers?
Of course.
Commercials and shit.
Like yeah.
Every
absolutely.
Time that commercial come on, my dad was like, I'm gonna take you and get some money for you. Cash for Clunkers is bad cash. And it's a great analogy because it's just funny. Because, like, you know, my mom, reliable car, definitely a lot of miles. A lot of miles, Neil. But they might run forever, though, you know?
Hey, it's Trump's America. Yes, we're comparing women to cars. We're comparing women to cars again. Make or America.
Kelly did it. Now we've crossed the line.
You were persuaded to jump out of a plane. What was that conversation like? So you just got an ultimatum. It wasn't even persuasion. She was like, yo, we're doing one of two things. You're already in the cult. Yeah, that's not even persuasion, bro.
You know, yeah, I know.
That's not even persuasion.
When I was persuaded to do something. Because the wife's persuasion is different. It's more of a like a
soft sell.
soft sell.
It's a soft sell every time. Yeah. You should probably then, just do that.
Because look, she's like, you don't jump out of plane with me. I'm going to find somebody else who will. That's pretty much the thing. And like, you get married, it's like, all right, nah, let me just fucking do it.
Yeah.
And I was cool with it. Like, something I was interested into.
Yeah, was there any? Yeah, I was going to say, there had to be a little piece of you. Yeah, but you wouldn't do it on your own necessarily. No.
I ain't wasting a weekend for that. I spent 4 hours.
Oh, right. You got to do the, they knock it out in one day, right? You got to do all the training.
YouTube video.
You could die YouTube
doing
video?
This shit. That's basically what the video is. Well, yeah. It's like 10 minutes of saying, like, you could die doing this shit. But make sure when you do jump, you pull. And I just want to remind you could die doing this shit. Like, they just kept coming back to that for 10 minutes. Was like, wrong. Which makes you feel kind of insane. Because it's like somebody's telling you, you could die. And you just do it anyway. It's kind of like voting for Trump.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see if America hits the ground.
Yeah. Better hope that parachute fucking
falls. Let's see.
Like, please.
Yeah.
We have faith. I have faith in our system.
Yeah.
Which is happened to be the parachute.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I'm not worried at all.
It would govern my way to the ground and give me a smooth landing.
Yeah. I'm wondering if when our American parachute opens, if it's got a couple holes in it, but we'll see.
It might have a hole or two.
Might have a hole or two. Okay. Now, I mean, you're in sales. So the next question, obviously, is trying to discern your ability to be a leader in a cult. Yes. Like if you were your cult mentality, but persuasion also in marketing is what we talked about, was like, it's ethical. Nowadays is, you try to be as ethical as you can and service needs rather than persuasion, right?
Yeah.
I feel like you're saying no.
Again, no, yeah, I don't care. Fuck ethics. Money over bitches, Nick.
I forgot about it.
Over bitches. You understand what I'm saying?
Name episode. Got it.
If America was a person and it got his first tattoo, it would say M-O-B right there.
Hey, you're not wrong.
But. No, you know what? Persuasion is powerful, and as a skill, everybody needs to do it. Like my kids do it to me on a daily basis.
Yeah.
My daughter's persuading me to do things I had no intention of doing. She just bought this Christmas decoration. Now I have to decorate. You know,
we call that voluntold.
Voluntold, yeah. I've been voluntold to do something. I voluntold to do all my daughter's Christmas decorations, but. If you allow somebody to persuade you, you kind of want it. You had some. There's always something to gain, even if it's just the love and attention and adoration of, you know, your loved ones or somebody you want to love.
What's a time that you've
persuaded?
Had a very good like persuasive thing. Obviously, there's especially if they didn't want to do it. You know,
I made my wife marry me.
Oh, yeah.
I persuaded her. That's a pretty big one.
That's a tough one.
Especially when you ain't shit.
I feel
like I know I ain't shit, but I really want to be ain't shit with you for the rest of my life. That's a pretty.
Yeah. Is this the notebook? Are we in the notebook right now? That was the most beautiful thing I've ever heard. I ain't shit, but I want to be ain't shit with you for the rest of my life.
But seriously, though, like, I don't even want to use that example, but however, when we talk about relationships and stuff like that, The true testament to a good relationship, do you love a person who ain't shit? Because like you're loving them for all their flaws. And then when I say ain't shit, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Flaws and all, not just the good shit. You know, like I know you 6'5", but you might snore.
Yeah.
Can you love me through the snoring when I'm laying down? You're not 6'5" when you're laying down.
I got you. Yeah. Nah, dude, it's going to be the gassy for me, I think. I'm trying to get my gut right. It's fine. Every once in a while. Tell you this, no more avocados.
Really?
I don't know what's going on. Let's not get into it.
I like avocados.
I love avocados, obviously. Every time I have guac, every time I have guac, I feel like I'm just like, oh, do I have too much? Why am I all gassy all of a sudden? I gotta get some yogurt. I gotta Yoplait this. I gotta.
Damn shame. It's a good fat.
I know. It's a very good fat. I still, listen, I think it's. Yeah. I think I'll still mix it in. But
you don't gotta stop. You gotta find somebody to love you when you want avocados, bro.
Yeah,
that's all you got. That's all you need, man.
Yeah, this way I could just sleep in a bed of guac.
So that's your persuasion. You should do avocado on the first date with every chick.
I will say, dude, I'm probably one of the worst persuaders that's been out there. I'm someone that we talked about this in terms of like when I did sales. I'm just not. I have a very something in me that's like more of just independent when it comes to that kind of mind presence. Like I'm much more of a teacher. Like I actually did, you know, taught some workshops. I got like compliments, you know, they wanted me to teach, you know, at the college. And I did enjoy it, but I also knew that I was already doing another job, like my, you know, my regular art job there. And I was like, I can't do a half-ass job teaching. Like I know too many people. I've had bad teachers, good teachers. You know, we talk about that with any adult. You'd be like, yeah, did you have a good teacher? And you know when they did. Like, they love that person.
Right.
Like, it's a big thing, and you want to do well. And I wasn't going to be able to take it. But I'm a bad persuader, man. I don't think I'm a good – I'm more of like, here's the logic. Like, I'm just like, here's my line of thinking why you should do something. That can be
logic is persuasive? Which is
– that's the best I can do is logos persuasion, is it.
Logos persuasion?
And rather than, yeah, like logos being the logical argument.
Okay.
Pathos being, you know, heart, your passion for it.
Yeah.
Ethos being your ethical or like, you know, right and wrong kind of situation, that kind of thing.
I knew it, but you reinforced that.
Yeah, it's somewhere back there. I can tell you.
Yeah, no. The logical – I think that's a way of being persuasive, though, because I like – you know, early on in my sales career, it was all about the moves. Compared to basketball right now, you gotta get here, and then you gotta go between legs, and then you gotta do the crossover.
Right.
But like, I was just doing it very robotically, if you will. But then once I understood the logical, like logos.
Pathos.
Pogos. Pogos. Ethos, whatever.
Buy one, get one? Oh,
yeah. It's like
it's a good sales trick.
I don't know. It became more natural because ultimately, what I'm trying to persuade you to do, like I don't feel like a salesperson. I feel like I'm solving a problem.
Right. What is ethical?
I'm trying to find out what's your problem. Like, I'm not even going to talk about it don't matter what I sell.
Right.
Like, it literally doesn't matter. No matter what your problem is and how what I sell could somehow fit into that. Sometimes it just don't fit into that.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with walking away from them people, those deals, whatever. Like, my goal is just to find that person with the problem that I can solve.
Yeah, what are a couple of persuasion tactics. I got used on one lately. Somebody used it on me. I told you I was looking up like bartending schools just to look at prices or whatever. And he tried to do the, what do they call it? I mean, it's basically just like, you can't afford that. That's, you know, that kind of deal. That's a hard sell situation of like trying to hit a pain. You know, you didn't even get to a pain point. Yeah. It was just like, I was like, yeah, I think the base one, the $500 course seems like it's probably fine. Yeah. And he's like, oh, it's interesting. So the ones over top are like, it's going, you know, 900, 1500, blah, blah, blah. It's going on. I'm like, oh, okay. Are the other ones just like too expensive for you, you know, right now?
That's what the guy,
he's trying to sell me, like, you know, and he's like, are you just not comfortable being able to afford it? You know, I'm like, well, it's a bartending school. And unfortunately he's talking to a comic. So I was like, oh, I don't care, dude. Yeah. I'm like, well, given that your first time you become a bartender, you can just lie about it.
Yes.
And then you have experience bartending. Yeah. Like I told you, I was like, kind of means that maybe $500 is probably okay.
Yeah. Right.
I'm not paying $2,000.
Right.
To mix liquids.
A bottle like this.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. I got triceps. I know how to shake a
coyote ugly for free.
Exactly. And that's got women in it. Exactly. It's perfect. And singing. I like the songs. But it's wild that he tried to go for it. I was like, bud, you're barking up the wrong tree.
Some people are just slimy like that. And unfortunately, those salespeople give all salespeople a bad reputation.
Right.
Because it's more tactic-based.
Yeah.
Like, you're not connecting with me as the customer.
Nor trying to solve a problem.
Yeah, it's like that. It's like that. You know, I think about Jordan Belfort and Wolf of Wall Street, one of the greatest movies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all about persuasion, yes. Right? Like, he was selling to people these penny stocks who just had, he was selling the dream of getting rich.
Right.
Good investments, ripping the fuck off. But he was really connecting.
Yeah.
And he was, you know, Leonardo DiCaprio was phenomenal.
Yes.
At playing Jordan Belfort. But that's what he was really doing.
Yeah. I mean, in terms of persuasion in cults, I mean, it's and using it in that way. I mean, what would you say? Still, I want to figure out more about like what, we're going to join a cult. Like, what cult do you think could bring you in?
That's a good
what cult
question.
Do you think? Would you be in like a sex cult? Would you think a sex cult could get you?
Yeah. Y'all like me? I understand. They get me.
They could get
But it wouldn't strictly be for sex. Of course, it had to be part of it.
Right.
It'd be like an understand. I want to be in a cult with people that don't act like they shit don't stink.
Okay.
Tell me,
like,
more.
If there's a cult where it should, maybe that's Trump, maybe that's Trump's people. Because if you can really just like,
are you gonna
grab by the pussy? Why not? Everybody want to grab a little pussy?
We both sat down, not Trump supporters. Yeah, like, we just finished the podcast. We sat there and like, so you know big Donnie T, what's going on, bud?
You know, but seriously though, I think part of our issue, like, you know, I think you grew up in the church as well, right?
I grew up Catholic.
We got Catholic school my entire life. Church background, and I think that was the first cult I was part of. Didn't understand it. I just know I was supposed to follow the leader. Yep. Never question.
Right.
And even though I valued the principles they was trying to teach me, I despise the way questioning was received.
Right.
Because sometimes the questioning was for knowledge.
Yeah.
And then when you start to come down on somebody who's trying to question for knowledge, they start to get curious. They start to get skeptical about why having knowledge is so goddamn dangerous.
Yeah, it's interesting. The Adam and Eve and the apple situation that's happening in the metaphor in that.
Yeah.
It's because like, the church is holding the knowledge saying you don't need it. Don't eat the apple. Don't eat the apple. Don't ever eat the apple.
And it's funny because I think like a lot of, you know, parents, even me, I'm guilty, right? Never thought I'd be guilty either, like of doing this and being what my parents was, but like, don't do as I do as I say.
Right.
And there's a lot of good to that when you're talking about raising toddlers, because they're stupid.
Right. They don't know any better.
And I love them, but they don't know shit.
Right.
And you know, so it's just easy to do that, and that's kind of my excuse for why I'm do as I say and not as I do. But I also am building an opposition list in them, because once they start to like get a decent understanding of the world and I haven't really checked or regulated my own behavior or you know, the way I'm moving through the world, they, you know, they're like, you ain't shit. What are you talking about that?
But
which I've been through with my dad.
Okay.
You know, in some ways or another, and I'm sure that my kids will go through with me.
What was the big one with the dad? What was the big one that it was like, don't, yeah.
Like,
do as I say, shit? Don't, yeah, like, don't, it, what more frequently was he saying, do what I say, not, you know, don't do as I do.
That's a tough one to answer. It was more so, I'm thinking more so the feeling of that.
Okay.
Than an actual situation.
I've had the adults say that directly too.
I can tell you, we got a straight up fight one time.
Damn.
Because, you know, I come from the area's ass whooping and stuff like that. And but all, you know, there's also a parent point with ass whooping, they were like, you too big to whoop. And, you know, and you get to talk, and it's funny because the parent will get to talking to a teenager like they're a toddler.
Yep.
And they forget, like, yo, I lift weights now, pussy. What are you talking about? Like, why are you talking to me like this? So there was a situation where the people that we lived next to were selling drugs at the house.
Okay.
And I actually thought of two situations. Dad, I'm sorry, I love you, but I'm just telling the truth. So they're selling drugs at this house. I was scheduled to go to college, play basketball, had a decent life at that point, 17, and he's like, I don't want you over there. I didn't know why.
Okay.
But I was playing basketball over there one day.
Right.
And he's like, I don't want you over there. And he didn't tell me why, because it don't matter why. But it did matter why. And it was like the last day of school, and I'm out there not playing basketball, just talking to somebody. And he did the worst thing you could do to a teenage boy. Teenage boy. He made me seem like a little boy. He was like, get your ass in the house in front of everybody. It was girls out there are trying to fuck. He was really fucking up my ribs, as the young bulls would say.
Yeah.
He really fucked it up.
Yeah.
So talking back wasn't something we did in my house.
Of course.
But that day I was talking back. So
outside the house, very important. I felt like if I had any angst, like, you know, you're in the house, you know, you're in close like quarters. I feel like I remember kids being like making the decision on their face. Like, I know the situation you're talking about. I've seen it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The parent comes out of the house. Mm-hmm. They're pissed.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
they were going to be pissed as yeah. well. The uh-huh. kid knew as well. Mm-hmm. And then they spot him and they're like, well, I'm outside. Like yeah. I'm, you know, I can run.
Yeah,
like, you know, if I, yeah, yeah, yeah. like I'm going to talk to you right now because you're in front of everybody.
Yeah, like,
so, okay. So you said some shit.
I said some shit. So I came quietly. You know what I mean? Obediently. was it embarrassing?
Come quietly. Come on now. Come on. Get in the house. I've got a gun on you. Like, he's like, come quietly. You know what? Put these cuffs on.
Me mugging this shit. So, you know, I asked him, like, when it, I was like, yo, what happened? Like, right. what's wrong? You know, trying. Get the fuck in the house. I said, fuck out of here. You know how Bart Simpson got choked by Homer?
Yeah.
One of them situations.
Yeah.
But I turned to Homer and he turned to Bart and then I had him.
Oh shit.
And then that was the day it was like, oh, that asshole shit right. was done. You
Damn.
Know?
So yeah.
It was a wonderful, glorious day. It's funny, because even after that happened, we separated. Like, my mom got me off him. You know, I'm in my room like, oh my God, he probably gonna fucking kill me.
Right.
Like, you know, I didn't know what was about to happen. And I heard him laughing.
Yeah.
Like, hey, like, you know, boy, nice. Dog.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was going to say, hopefully yeah, he had this like, thing. If it happens real quick yeah, like that, yeah. I was going to say, you're in the room being like, he's going to fucking kill me. Yeah. He's outside, like, breathing heavy, like, oh, fucking, that kid is strong. Shit. Shit, shit.
Yeah, man. Woo. Yeah.
I tore something. Betty, go get it. Go get it ice. Go get those. Ice. Like, yeah, yeah. He's good. He's good. Yeah,
proud.
Yeah,
I heard the pride. Like, we just got in the fight, and you proud.
Nice.
It was nice. It was.
That's the good way that's worked out, because I've seen it not be the fun way, like where the kid gets away and out or whatever. But the father is so pissed about the fact that he's been challenged at all.
Oh boy,
that it's like is a death sentence.
Don't like to be challenged.
No, and it's a shame too, because you have a perfect instance of like if he just like they wouldn't do in a call it, if he just. He felt challenged that, you know, you were challenging his authority rather than just really seeing you as a growing adult. Yeah. Like you are a young adult.
I can handle the information.
And all of you had to say is like, I'm trying to, you know, it's that moment where it doesn't happen in movies. We don't, you know, he doesn't, you know why it doesn't happen in movies? Because your dad was tired that day.
Oh yeah.
Yes. It's why it's not, because your dad was like, I'm not fucking explaining to you why the fuck
no, he was
I
tired.
Need you inside.
Yeah.
Get the fuck inside. Like it's and it's so funny, but if he just stopped and was just like, listen, man, come over here real quick, let me just talk
he's
to you.
Doing that white shit, they said, get your ass in that fuck out.
Yeah, yeah, he's not taking a knee. Yeah, yeah, this is a white dude taking a knee, like, well, son,
they don't motherfucking movie, get your dumb ass in that.
Why are we talking about this? You came out of this. Like, get the fuck inside.
I needed you. Yeah. And it's very tough to remove yourself from that position as a parent.
Oh, of course.
Almost impossible. Damn near impossible.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, that's why we go through that. I'm another funny hypocritical time. So I just started dating. Mm-hmm. And I had about a long time girlfriend in high school, dumbass. Mm-hmm. But I did, you know, and you know, my parents got cool with her, she'd come over the house, shit like that. My dad knew I was probably having sex.
Right.
And he was right.
Of course.
But I didn't tell him that. He thought I was still a virgin, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, he said, but he, you know, he tried to do the cool dad thing. He really tried to be what I want him to be in that moment.
Oh, wow.
He was like, he's like, you know, young man, all that.
Hit you with it. That's great.
You're doing your thing, you know. You know, you ever want to go there, just let me know. He probably won't give me a little condom or something like that. Not knowing I used this condom from like 1962 with her. from like, the first time I used a condom. This
is this great. Winston's cigarettes?
Man, fucking powder came off that bitch. Right? Yeah. It was like chalk.
How condoms work.
And so it's funny because I find it all next to an old baseball court, fucking Jackie Robinson baseball card.
So
it was
inspired.
The
so
oldest
inspired.
Shit. So this was probably like 3 months after that. I already had sex with her and we're just chilling. But still doing what high schoolers do. So
of course.
He says, yeah, you know, you ever go, just come talk to me. I'll help you out through it, whatever. Well, thanks, Pop. Because that's not the type of dad I had.
Right.
Communication was was only necessary. Only when necessary.
Mm.
I explained the shit to you. So he said that to me. Fast forward probably like 3 hours later. We're in my backyard. She's sitting on my lap. We're kissing. We're not having sex.
Right.
Just kissing. Next time I see him, he freaks the fuck out. What the fuck is you doing here? You ain't go doing that type of shit in my house. He couldn't hold it in. He went fucking berserk. If you think you gonna be making a fucking porno in my backyard, you have your fucking mind. Like, yeah. He went nuts. I was like, this is not the same person.
That's that, yeah, man. He hit that conservative, something in the back of his brain. Yeah, something went to the old tradition.
Yeah.
I've seen that. Okay, yeah, your dad was boomer age, probably, right?
He
your dad
born
was
in 62.
60. Oh, okay. So, I think that's in
Is that
there.
Boomer? It could be.
My mom's, let's see, 54. I'm sorry, mom. You're 21, whatever. 21. But. Yeah, I believe so. I think it's on, and I have to look that up. But it's a thing. I can see it on his face. All that. It's like I can picture a dude being like, "Oh, what are they doing? You think you're gonna be doing that in my? You don't fucking do that." But he just told you. He's like, "Dad, what are you talking about?"
They're like, yeah,
you just
the most confusing shit ever.
Somewhere else. You don't do it here. I never understood that mentality. It's so funny. Well, then your parents probably weren't the it's okay if you drink here people.
Oh, no. Fuck no. We didn't drink at all.
Yeah.
Good. As a matter of fact, when my wife came around, first of all, she was just a little bit more free because they did that in white households.
Right.
Like she would call my mom, Janet. I said, bitch, she about to kill you. That's Miss Simmons.
Yeah, you don't say like, I wouldn't do that.
But they, in her household...
They were
the adults were like, no, please call me Janet or call me Susan. Like,
right.
That wasn't mine either. The reason I brought that up is because drinking was the same thing.
Okay.
Like, I almost felt like I was like 25, 6.
Okay.
Yeah. They had like a glass of wine with dinner.
Mm-hmm.
But when she was doing it, trying to be polite. I was like, let me bring no alcohol over here. You crazy? What are you doing? are you crazy?
I was like, are we allowed? Like, girl, you know,
to go to the club. Like,
25 years old.
Strip club. What are you doing? This is a family dinner. But they have, it's nice because we've met somewhere in the middle. Like before my dad passed, he was drinking his wine coolers and shit like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. My mom was a wine cooler person. Yeah. I got you. Yeah, do as I say, not as I do, right?
Yeah. And it's funny, as we became cooler, as I got older, I learned that, you know, he had drinking nicknames in college.
Oh, okay.
You know, I got to know Skip the man, really. Not Skip the father.
Yeah.
You know, he matter of fact, him and his crew was called the Comfort Crew for Southern Comfort. I'm like, that's dope.
Look at that. That's fun.
I'm real proud of you, man. You know?
Bringing any wine over here? What are you out of your mind? What are we, winos? What's going on? Right. It's like, all right, Skip. Comfort over there. Dang.
There's actually another layer to that because my grandfather, another great man, but like to get drunk. Embarrassed my dad a couple times.
Yeah.
So it was also that layer.
Sure.
I don't know if you've seen that with people like.
Yeah.
Dad was a drunk. I won't touch it. Kids, but well, this shit is not bad.
Super protective. Yeah. They get triggered by like the fact of it when you have parents that even, all the way from alcoholics to just like when they did drink, it just was bad. Yeah. I've definitely seen, I'm fucking shit up over here. I've definitely seen that. I'm from like lower middle. Like, I mean, you know, my babysitter was like a hoarder. When I was very, very young, she had like 12 dogs out back, you know, I say lower middle because it's hard. I know that doesn't exist. I mean, it only exists now, I guess. But I couldn't have been middle just because we had all the same, you know, we had like, you know, somebody had angel dust over here on the street. You know, I heard drugs, like, you know, the thing, you know. Fucking stupid, crazy Marty stole a quad
I had a Marty in my neighborhood, too.
Yeah, hid it in the woods. You know what I mean? Like,
thank God.
Yeah, it was one of these. My best friend, Danny Gomez, I believe it's been so long, but yeah, he lived across the street. He had chickens, you know, like we go at it. Like it was a good neighbor, but I didn't think, I thought I was middle.
That's a great place though.
It's a great place. It was wonderful. That's what
it's
I mean.
A
that's
a great place.
That's the America of the 90s where it was like, you know, we had.
Sandlot. Is that Sandlot America?
It's a touch of Sandlot. We would have been. Because that came out in the 90s. Sandlot.
Yeah.
Being a callback to another, like, more egalitarian time.
Yeah.
Which is, it's funny that you mentioned that. Yeah.
I'm not even going to pretend like I know what egalitarian
is. I just mean, like, a time when. especially like after World War II in America, it's considered more egalitarian because equality across the board, right. Obviously not for any people of color in the United States. But the one thing we did have was at least the GI Bill. So people, you know, like your grandfather, if he fought, right, he came over. And while, of course, redlining was going on and he wouldn't be allowed to live where he wanted to, but he was given money. He was able to buy a house and get education if he wanted to. Like, it was across the board more equal, whereas now what everyone's talking about is the economy, but what we find is the disparity between us individuals in our pockets is nowhere near, right? It's we're still suffering in a lot of ways. And, you know, they're like, oh, but our economy's great. Like,
yeah.
So, but it's calling back to that. That's why the movie came back. And it was out of the 90s, but it was a little bit of that. That's what it felt like to me. I felt
it makes sense, you know, why we'll get along too, because you're from a similar background in that regard too. Right. Because like even that story I tell you about when he's selling drugs at the house and he didn't want me to be over there, that was a Section 8 house.
Okay, gotcha.
My parents' house is still next to a Section 8 house.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, so we had a lot of different interesting neighbors.
Yeah, my mom never liked letting me be with this one babysitter when I moved to Buna. This would have been like fourth grade to like sixth grade. That was like a little bit, it was a bigger house. Like we were doing, you know, we were the American dreams happening, right? We're doing better. My mom got more education. She had some education. She got more education. She got a better job. So now we're a little better, but we still live like there's a laundromat next door, and behind the laundromat is a trailer.
Right.
And that was one of my babysitters, like very impoverished person, like, you know, meth face, the whole situation. Yeah. She didn't want to leave me with them every once in a while, but also I would come home from school. I'd come home from school and it's like, you're crazy. I don't know what to trust you with. So you got to go over there and hang out with the Walmart pool in the front yard. You know,
crazy as high as this lady is. You are still more crazy as a young child.
100%. Yeah. Young boys are not to be trusted.
You need to be supervised by this meth addict.
I'm working on a bit now about like the trust of the sort of bit of misogyny of, I'm sorry, not misogyny, but like feminists or women who can be bigoted towards men. And it was like, it happens all the time. Men just don't care.
Yeah.
Right. I think I floated this in the green room. It was like, we just don't care because it's like one less thing we have to do. Like if cooking or something, some men will, I love cooking, but like some men will just fuck it up on purpose and they never have to do it again. Yeah. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I was like, the women in my family would let my little niece who's 5 hold a newborn. I feel like before they let my nephew of college age hold a newborn because they're like, we've seen him. He pees in the front yard and he drops shit all the time. Like we just can't just, you can't.
Yeah.
And the little one, she's like, yeah, we trust her. That's fine. She's a girl. We get it.
Yeah.
There's like that little bit of it. So you had that dad. I like that you had to pivot. You had that dad. That's an interesting, sounds like you learned a lot.
Dope dad, bro. I mean, you know, we kind of been through everything in regards like you could go through with a dad.
Mm.
You know, basketball was a big part of our relationship.
Right.
Was going on. Yep. Like, so sometimes if I ain't dropped 20, we wasn't talking.
Damn.
Which sucked, right?
That's rough.
It was rough. It was rough. But it was also kind of wrapped in you will succeed by any means necessary. It was wrapped in this extreme
Tiger way dad to love.
No, exactly like Tiger Dad. Except I only played Division II basketball. I was like, yo, you should have pushed harder.
Yeah.
like we should have worked about Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday morning. We could have took
He's Ivan Drago. He's like, I would break you if you wanted. If we went harder, I would break.
Yeah. Like, nah, bro. Like,
I know.
So we had that, but then, you know, up until, you know, I was with him till the minute he passed. Like, that was my best friend. We talked politics. We talked basketball. We talked everything. So, and just seeing what he did in death, like for my mother and the family, it's like he did exactly what a father would want to do. He really accomplished his mission. So.
Damn. Good job, dude.
Yeah, we went everywhere.
Yeah. You did the whole, the gamut.
And we've hugged. We've done that and everything in between.
Dads of that era, I'm not purposely trying to tie it in, but it feels like, especially like the 90s dads, the tougher ones, the ones we hear about, the guys who like again, you'd have to announce when you came into the house, you know, which is normal. Like, you know, somewhat things that I thought were very normal, but as you said, not everyone's experience. Some people were just like, no, just come in. My dad's Dave. This is Susan. Yeah. I'm like, sorry, what? Yeah. What are you talking about? That's not
Mr. Wood.
Yeah. Yeah. I like announce myself from the driveway. If I'm going to a girl's house and their father, I'm just like, hello, sir. Like, it's good to see you. May I step onto the property? Like, I'm not fucking around, dude. I come from the brutal men. There's terrible dudes. My friend's dad's. It's really all a bunch of friends' dads, really. It just like taught me more than, my dad wasn't exactly in the picture. But so having said that, it's like those guys were kind of holding court in a way. Like they were a little bit of a cult. Like it's my house, right? My house is my house.
All day. I pay for this shit.
You do not try to make a porno on the porch, as you said.
I make the pornos at this house. I'm the only one slinging dick in this motherfucker.
I just love the good psychological play you did. It's just like, if you need a little something, you know, I can talk and walk you through it a little bit. See you kiss a girl outside. She's like, you harlot, get her out of here. Get her out of here. You're a little scumbag. It's like, what?
Complete befuddlement.
We're just talking about fucking inside. What are you doing?
Like, my dick wasn't even out.
I know, man.
This is so PG. This is Disney movie-esque what we're doing right now. And you snapping about it?
Yeah, it's wild. Was your mom in the conversation? Was she the one who's like reeling in your dad a little bit? Yeah.
Don't be too hard on him.
I got you. That's always good. You need balance.
No, I was fortunate to have a balance and shit like
that. Yeah. Okay.
I remember a mistake of telling my dad I was stressed one time.
Oh no.
He said stressed about what? You don't pay no fucking bills there. Like, he had a way of like breaking down the truth in a way that was just so distilled, like no extra preservatives. It's like, I really can't argue with that.
Yeah.
I still don't like the way you fucking said it, but.
Yeah. There is a thing. I mean, I've heard this from, my family's not therapy either, but to usually think of like even comics talking about comics of color talking about like going to therapy and how it's not like LaMare Lee's got the joke of like, it's like, I think his mom's like, you're going to therapy. He's like, we don't go to therapy, slavery. You know, he's like, we don't, what are you talking about? We dealt with shit. What are you talking about? Why are you sad? You can't be sad. And there's that thing. Ours is just unspoken in my family. We just never know. Yeah. You know, my sister, I will say the change is obviously coming, but the older generation did. Like, my sister is a therapist now. Before, it's like, no, we're not going to therapy. You just, you hold it inside and then you die eventually. And that's just how that goes.
You know, there's something to be said about that, because like I'm still fucked up. I try to do and find healthy outlets to deal with whatever I'm dealing with. Yeah. But there's a use for therapy and speaking out what you're going through. But a lot of times when you speak out what you're going through, you find out it's your fault. You figure out, you can do that with a good friend.
Yeah.
If you got one.
Yeah, if
therapy is for people without friends.
Nice.
A good friend tell you the truth.
Good friend would tell you the truth. I think that's what if you don't have that kind of close relationship. Also, I will say I think there's like tools and things that I think that they offer. But if you have a good friend that can spin, that's what a lot of times you're looking for in the friend, right? They kind of pivot, they go this way, they kind of give you multiple reasons, they hit a couple of different ideas around why. Basically that pathos, ethos, logos again, like I'm just like, well, logically you should be doing this. Maybe if you tried that, what does your heart say? Right. That kind of thing, a good friend will guide you on that or just be brutally honest with you.
I got hit with that shit the other day. Mm-hmm. I think I'm a handsome dude, but like,
oh no.
Yeah, old boy. So I got into something with my wife. I was like, as a married man, one of the biggest misconceptions is that you're going to have sex when you want to.
Right.
Mm-mm. No,
that's tough.
No, damn. Right. So, and I'm a pretty evolved father. I'm an active father. Like I think I'm a good husband. You gotta ask her, but right. I think I do my thing. And I was like, yo, can we just do a little more? So we got a little, But she's already doing a lot, and she legit is doing a lot.
Right.
And I say friend, but having a relationship, and I got a relationship like that with my uncle, who I can kind of like be real and raw
about
what we're going through. He was like, nigga, you ain't Idris Elba. And I'm like, yo, not only is that funny, but I have to take the L.E. right. I'm not. I will be one day, goddammit.
Yeah, right.
But today is not that. I don't have the proper credentials
right.
to be requiring her to do this level of horse shit.
Presently.
That I want her to do. I would love it. I would love it. I would love it, but
I can't speak on the topic. I'm having a very different experience.
Yeah, you're in a beautiful, wonderful.
Oh, I understand.
Oh, I hate you.
It's talked about a lot. Most men, I don't know. Yeah, and it's compromise, which is awesome. I mean, again, yeah, a marriage is far from any kind of cult situation. So it's a democracy, if anything. It's got to be a compromise. It's got to be worked together.
I think a marriage is the cult of us.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess
how fucked up you are as a person, I'm staying right here.
You're right. You're right. Yes, that's what this podcast is kind of built on. It's taking the pieces of, you know, I say it sometimes in here, just like, you know, we're eccentric people a lot of times, or like we take, you know, what we do on stage and we put it up to a 10. We take a couple of things and, you know, we put those all the way up to a 10.
Which, yeah, right.
We, you know, persuasion, manipulation sometimes, you know, I mean, yeah. we're trying to use those things.
You see my material. That's what it's about.
Yeah. But in a marriage, yeah, you are. It's ride or die. Right.
Cult of us.
Yeah. And you're doing it your way. So, yeah, it fits.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a very small cult. Depending on how big you make the family.
Yeah, true.
You could. Nick Cannon got a big
one. Or if you're Mormon. Mormon. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Doing like 17 kids or whatever you can do.
Yeah,
multiple. My cult has 4 wives.
they still all have sex with me. Yeah, yeah. Isn't that like the cool part of a cult?
I was going to say, they're still complaining. Like, he's still just like, I'm just not getting enough sex. I don't know how. I got 4.
4 wives.
I got 4 wives. And somehow, dude, I'm honestly having sex once a week.
They all have headaches.
I don't know how it's working.
Everybody's stomacher.
And then, so yeah, that's when your uncle pops out from behind.
The parents are staked up at the same time as wild.
Your uncle pops into the room. He's just like, you're not, he's just elbow. That's why. You got 4, but
he gave it to me real, son.
Yeah, dude, he hit you with it.
And I appreciated it. Like, honestly, I didn't like it when I heard it.
Yeah.
You know, because I think one of the reasons I'm still married, and I'm going to call that a successful marriage because we're still married, is because we can argue well together.
Right.
Like, before I said anything that I wanted, I acknowledge the compliment sandwich.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give you something real good up top. This is why I said this is why I'm a terrible salesperson, because I did not get what I wanted tonight. I was asking for it. I didn't. I got like 3 days of arguing and mean looks and gotcha. Silent walk bys. You know what I mean? That's actually a terrible salesperson and really terrible at being persuasive.
I love the walk by her cross into another room. She's doing her thing. You know, she's just like, wants me to put on a G-string. What the fuck is wrong with you? Like, you just like, all right, okay, all right, you know, I'm fine. I hear you.
Oh shit, yeah, bro. It's you learn about it. It is a cult of us, though.
Yeah,
cult of us,
man. I see it. Yeah, thank you for bringing that to. Yeah, I didn't think that even like a marriage could be that, but yeah, definitely is. That's what it's built off of. Damn. All right, probably should wrap.
Yeah.
Hit them with, obviously, your social media. I'm going to try to have this up soon, but yeah, hit them with the socials. This way they know where to find. First of all,
thank you for having me on here, man. People need to support you 100,000 million fold. Right. As far as I'm concerned, I am the Justin Lamar Story on Instagram. I'm Justin Lamar across all platforms. I got 2 shows going on consistently. One is my weekly Jokes and Drinks. I spelled that wrong on purpose. Jokes and Drinks, JRANKS. We love J's. I don't know if your fans know your true name.
Yes, James Neil Wood. Yes, okay, of course. All right. I appreciate it.
All right. We got to let them know. And Justin Joy Comedy Show. That's actually my cult of us.
Right.
That's I don't know. Maybe you might see it more of a collaboration.
Maybe, man. Yeah, that's the one we were talking about at the top with the at the Royal
Beautiful
venue. So go check that out.
Justin Joy Comedy Show. That's gonna be
December 6th.
Glenside. It's December 6th. We're going to both shows.
Hell yeah!
All right,
come on out, guys. Been another day in the cult. Check everything out in the description, and we'll see you next time.
You want to be a good person. We know you do. And that's why we're here to guide you and help. You can go to @CultOfUsCast or Cult of Us and just subscribe, and that will fix you. This is your Pope, Neil Wood, and that will fix you. We know that you'll grow as a person and be better. Check out all this stuff at patreon.com/cultofus or drop10.com/podcasts. You want to be better. You will.
Hi, I'm International Man of Mystery, Dan DePriel, and I'm one of the weekday comics. My friend Dave and I get paid to do comedy, believe it or not. But we're not allowed to tell all the jokes we want to tell. That's why we started this podcast. Join us every Tuesday at 8 p.m., where we're going to talk about the news of the day and tell a couple of jokes that we just don't feel comfortable telling on stage. Hey, we don't have careers, so who gives a weekday comics? Our podcast, where we can be the big bags of trash we were born to be and aren't allowed on the shows they pay us to do.
This has been a Drop Tent Media production.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply.